Hello and welcome to level 45 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight. How are you doing this week? I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying indoors. If you're listening to this during the COVID-19 pandemic, we're still probably going to be touching on a few connective threads regarding this, as you know, we're in uncharted waters and you come to this podcast for positive news stories, for trivia, and for me, of course. Still going to be continuing that trend. There's lots of good stuff happening out there still, even in this dark time. So I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to continue to share and hopefully continue to make you smile. Anyway, with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So like I mentioned at the top there, we're still talking about the COVID-19 pandemic in ways it's just hard to avoid currently. And while the majority of media reports are fairly negative, when it comes to video games, there is a lot of positives that we can take from that. And in Poland, they have actually introduced a measure to keep people inside and game during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Polish government has launched its own Minecraft server. Yes, they've gone and done it. And in this article from Mashable that I found, the Polish government have launched a website called garatana.pl. And this site, Garatana, it has introduced a place for young people to go where there'll be online role-playing games, logic puzzles, webinars, streaming, tournaments, and competitions related to games. And it's going to be updated daily during this pandemic. So this is ranging from various different things, from game jams to online RPGs, historical quizzes, and of course this Minecraft server that has been set up as well. This Minecraft server is also going to host a competition to see who can build the best replicas of architecture, and each Minecraft player will be given a virtual plot and building materials as this contest goes on. So the government of Poland have really found a way to keep it somewhat educational, but also appealing to younger people and younger gamers with the likes of Minecraft, because it is very popular in that way. I mean, it's not just popular amongst young players. It has a popularity worldwide, but that is a game that is definitely more appealing, I think, for younger gamers. And to take this and actually build an event from it, and a place that will keep you engaged, and a place that you will be able to check in daily. It's almost like going to school, but I mean, not really. But it's still giving that option of a place for you to go, for you to attend, for you to take part in. And yes, it's happening in a virtual space, but I think the whole setup of this has to be commended. And it's a really great initiative to get young people, young gamers, keeping them engaged during these uncertain times. So well done, Polish government. That is a really awesome initiative that you've launched. And if you are living in Poland and you do have younger children, or you have younger gamers that you think would be interested in this, I think it's definitely worth looking at. So go out there and build for your country. It's trivia time. So we were talking about Minecraft in that segment. So here we go with a Minecraft question. Which of these is not an official creature in Minecraft? Is it puppies, golems, or cockroaches? The correct answer is cockroaches. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. Moving swiftly on in this level of Three Extra Lives. Now, as of March 20th, 2020, you're either one of two people, somebody playing Animal Crossing New Horizons, or somebody that's not playing Animal Crossing New Horizons. And I have to admit, I have to hold my hands up and say, I am one of these people that are not playing Animal Crossing New Horizons. Yes, I know, shock, but I was captured and invigorated and curious about the whole Animal Crossing hype and the whirlwind that has come along with the launch of the latest installment of this franchise. And it got me asking, why is everyone so crazy about Animal Crossing? I mean, seriously, what is it about this game? And I wanted to learn more. And I guess I could have just bought the game and played it and maybe figured that out. But I chose to do a little bit of research instead, because, you know, that's what I do. So the Animal Crossing franchise, that first launched way back in 2001 on the Nintendo 64. That was in Japan. That was then enhanced and released in the same year on the GameCube. From there, we went to have Animal Crossing Wild World in 2005 on the DS, then Animal Crossing City Folk in 2008 on the Wii. Then we had Animal Crossing New Leaf in 2012 on the 3DS. And here we are now, 2020, New Horizons. So Animal Crossing, it's a life simulator. And each game that you play, it has a new settlement for you to move to. It's inhabited by anthropomorphic animals. And in this latest installment, New Horizons, you actually set sail for a deserted island after purchasing a holiday package from a raccoon called Tom Nook. I mean, I haven't played Animal Crossing and already I'm like, you know what? Yes, I'm already seeing why this game is causing such a craze. So the thing about Animal Crossing is, well, that you can pretty much enter this franchise at any point. There's no story, there's nothing that you need to really know from previous games. And it is one of those games that when you do dip your toe in, that there's so much discovery and there's so much potential things to fall in love with about this game. Obviously, I don't know that yet, but this is just what I've heard. The game also features a real-time clock and calendar that mirrors the real passage of time. The seasons change like they do in real life, and also playing at different times of the day can provide you with different things to see or different things to do, which is a really cool feature to know that actually playing this game at various times in the day can reward you with different aspects. You know, it is just like real life. One of the main core gameplay loops in this game is that you are given a basic dwelling and you're given that loan from Tom Nook, and you'll earn currency known as bells to pay off your loan, which in turn upgrades your dwelling, and then eventually you're given a new loan to work off until you do have that biggest house in your settlement. But there's also other things you can do along the way. There's museums to fill up with collections of bugs, fossils, and more. You can collect shells on the beach and fruit, which you can sell for profit. You can socialize, you can send letters to the other residents and also your real life friends, which actually, as I talk about it a bit more, it might not sound that intriguing, but Animal Crossing provides that place of tranquility and calm where you can go to almost have this life away from your life experience. There's also vibrant colors and peaceful music as well as you play this game, which can be quite relaxing, and I think that's probably another big appeal for this game. There's also fishing, there's lots of customization with your character, with unlocking various clothing, and something pretty cool about this installment of Animal Crossing is that you can even create designs and import them into the game via a QR code to wear on your clothes. And if you have actually been playing the series, there's ways to import your designs from previous games too. It is a bit of a cult following, and it has just been a game that's always done so well since its first installment back in 2001 on the N64 and GameCube. And it's just really awesome following people getting their hands on this title and just being so absorbed and feeling so much love for a game. And even as someone that hasn't played that franchise, just being a bystander on social media and just watching everything to do with this game, it does seem like a really welcoming and warming community. So maybe you're like me, on the fence about picking up Animal Crossing, or maybe you have just seen this tidal wave of appreciation for this franchise and you've been like, what is going on? Maybe I've given you a little bit more of understanding of why that is. Maybe not, you know? Maybe you're like, what? A life simulator? I've already got one life. I don't want to live another one. And that's totally fine too. But I definitely gotta say, I think I'm gonna be heading to the island very soon. It's trivia time. So we're talking about Animal Crossing. And the first Animal Crossing game was released in 2001. And another game released in 2001 was one from the Final Fantasy series that featured main protagonist Tidus. What was it? Was it Final Fantasy IX, Final Fantasy X, or Final Fantasy XI? The correct answer is Final Fantasy X. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And finally, on 3 extra lives. Have you been feeling twitchy lately? I don't mean about the pandemic. I mean about logging on to twitch.tv and maybe checking out people playing video games. Yes, people watch people playing video games. It's a big thing right now and has been for a while. So Twitch viewership is on the up, and if you've never heard of Twitch or you never really checked it out, it's a live video streaming service where, yes, you can literally watch people playing games, you can watch esports, people recording podcasts, game shows, talk shows, literally anything you could think of, you can probably find somebody doing it there. Except that, get your mind out of the gutter. And I actually spend quite a lot of time on Twitch, and I think one of the main reasons why is certain people that I follow are just an absolute pleasure to engage with. It's really social to be able to head over to this platform, see somebody playing a game that they love, that they enjoy, that you can see they are actually getting so much pleasure out of playing as well. And I'm just gonna tell you a few of my favorites right now. And if I don't say your name, don't be offended. I've just picked 3. Because, you know, 3 is my number, and I can't mention everyone, but these are a few channels that I've spent quite a bit of time in recently, and if Twitch is a place that you're maybe looking to explore, or you're looking for a few extra people to follow that might be worth your time, let me just start by telling you about Quirky Duckling. Now, Quirky Duckling started streaming back in 2017 after they had a hip operation. They were bored, they started streaming, and Quirky Duckling used to be a voice actor, and their focus is indie games, variety streamer, and I have to say that the whole duck theme going on in this stream, there's plenty of duck puns, plenty of quacking going on here, and it's a real warming channel to go to. Quirky is such a lovely person to follow, to watch them play games. You might find the occasional AAA title in there as well, but there's a real mixed bag of what's being played there, and it's kind of a channel that I stumbled across when I first started this podcast, actually, and every time I've popped into that channel, Quirky's always been so supportive of everything I've done here at 3 Extra Lives as well, and a really lovely community to pop into, to engage with the chat as well. It just feels like home when you're there. So that's Quirky Duckling. On to another channel that I've recently been popping into, and that is Game Mistress. Now, this is a place where if you want to get your retro fix, N64, Super Nintendo, there was recently a playthrough of Conker's Bad Fur Day happening in there as well, which that is a strange game. There is some long cutscenes in that game, which I've learned, but Game Mistress is a mental health advocate, and there's sarcasm there, there's a bit of dark humor, some lewd humor, but it's a really awesome channel to pop into. So positive, so much appreciation of anyone taking the time to engage in that chat as well, and it's a real place that, you know, if something's on your mind, Game Mistress wants to know what's going on in your head, wants you to open up if you want to, and it's a really supportive community that does focus on mental health as well, which is something that I very much appreciate, and I think bringing that to light through video games is something that we should probably do more, because it's just something that does connect us all together as gamers. And probably one of the other highlights of this channel as well is that Game Mistress gives 20% of all Twitch and merchandise revenue to animal shelters around the world, and I thought that was a really lovely touch for what Game Mistress is doing there, and I really have been blown away by that channel of just how positive and how supportive it feels. Even as someone that went in there for the first time, you feel like you've been there for many, many years. So that is Game Mistress. And finally, I couldn't leave this segment without mentioning one of my favorite streamers, and I mean, it's a little bit biased, but one of my best friends on these internets is Frazzly S. And Frazzly is a streamer who I feel like he's always live. He's not, but when he's not recording podcasts, he's playing some Warcraft. He's actually podcasting on Twitch. He's got his currency called Frazzle Dazzles, which you collect passively as you're in his channel, and then you can do crazy things like make him eat super hot chili jelly beans or make him give a treat to his cat called Chocolate. Again, I'm pretty biased in this situation, but Frazzly is somebody that I've admired on the internet for quite a long time, even before I got to know him a bit more personally. He was someone I followed on Twitter, and he's always looking for the good in people. He's always looking for the good in the world, and he's such a positive and good person. He's just a good person that you need a Frazzly in your life, because even when everything's going to hell and everything just seems negative, Frazzly will come up with you with a positive. He is so strong in what he believes, and he's always open-minded about everything going on in the world. But I have to say, this dude is worth a follow, and he's worth your time to go check out. For me, he's probably the beacon of light in the land of Twitch. If you're looking for that, go over and find Frazzly S. And I know it's turning into a bit of a declaration of love right now, but these three streamers are magnificent people, and it's been an absolute privilege to spend time and to continue spending time in their channels and watch them play video games and just feel welcome in their presence. And for me, as someone that does stream as well, I've definitely took inspiration from streamers like this as well to be more like them, to be more welcoming and to be more warming. So that's also why I'm saying 3 Extra Life. If you want to check him out doing some great stuff with indie games, definitely go check him out too. But yes, those three: Quirky Duckling, Games Mistress, Frazzly S. I'll have links in my show notes to those channels. Go check them out if you're new to Twitch and you want to get a taster, or if you're just looking for some new people to follow, go check them out. It's trivia time. So we were talking about Twitch, and here we go with a Twitch question. What year was Twitch officially launched? Was it 2007, 2009, or 2011? The correct answer is 2011. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And here we are at the end of the show once again. How did you do on the trivia this week? Why not let me know over on the social media at 3 Extra Lives. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Why not let me know over there? Or you could email the show at podcast@3extralives.com. Let me know your scores, or give me some feedback about the show, or just say hello. And like always, you can find everything I've mentioned on this level of 3 Extra Lives over at 3extralives.com. Find everything I've mentioned here so you don't have to go searching. Head over there and give it a look-ski. And with that, we have reached the end. I want to thank you all very much for tuning in once again. Stay safe, everyone, and I'll see you all in level 46!
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.
And if you have actually been playing the series, there's ways to import your designs from previous games too. So,
just a sec.
I didn't say anything to you, Siri.
I've heard of some ways to import your designs from previous games too.
Thanks, Siri. Thank you. So, we were talking about Twitch, and here we go with a Twitch question. What year was the Twitch officially launched? I've got it wrote in my show notes as the Twitch.